Hey, Mark, I missed you.
Did you throw something at me?
Welcome to the Unapologetic Man Podcast. The only podcast that's all about self-improvement, confidence, success, women, and being a man without making any apologies for it.
I robbed a guy once. I'm not proud of it, but it did happen. And I was actually driving strippers when I was 23 years old. It was the year 2000. I was in charge of driving these strippers around to different dudes' houses, and these chicks would strip for these guys as they masturbated. I'm serious, man. This isn't a joke. So during the duration of my career as a bodyguard for strippers, me and this one chick named Dawn became really good friends. And yeah, we started hooking up, and that's a whole story on itself. I did get some STDs thanks to that chick. Piece of advice, guys, never sleep with a stripper and definitely never make her your girlfriend. It was a traumatic time, and I was a complete douche canoe, low-vibrating individual, as I often say. And we went to this one guy's place where he made surfboards. And he had this little shop where the surfboard was in the middle of the shop, and he was carving out the foam, and there was foam all over the floor, and there was a little bathroom in the corner, and the place was just ghetto. There was hardly any space. It was dirty. It was disgusting. The guy was pretty gross. So me and Dawn walk in there, and she's going to do her little show for him. And she's like, where are we going to do this? And he's like, oh, it's no problem. And he gets this dusty-ass blanket, and he like wrings it out, and there's dust in the air, and he lays it on the floor over the foam and over the fiberglass, and it's just disgusting. And she's like, okay, let me go talk to Mark real quick outside, and then we'll come right back in. So we talk outside, and she's like, dude, I don't want to do this. And I'm like, I totally understand. What do you want to do? And she's like, I'm going to have him go into the bathroom to get cleaned up or to wash his junk or whatever it is. And then we're just going to leave. And I was like, okay, let's do it. So she goes in, collects the $150. It was a $150 charge for her to basically do her dance for him while he masturbates. And then we'd often get a tip and she would split the tips with me. So she goes in, gets the $150, and they were like $1 bills, right? And like quarters and pennies and nickels. And you could tell this dude has been saving for this forever. So she gives me the money. And what I always did is I went into my car and put the money behind the back seat. And I had mace on me. I didn't have a gun, but I was ready to mace a motherfucker. And I've done it before during that job if he was to get out of line. So she goes in and she's like, okay, sweetheart, just go ahead and go into the bathroom, get your junk cleaned up, and I'm going to be out here getting ready. So go do that. So he goes in the bathroom. And of course, me and Dawn dip out. So I'm in the car waiting for her. He goes out of the bathroom and Dawn sneaks out. I have her run over to my car so that I can watch her and protect her while she gets in the car. And then the second she starts up the car and starts going, I start running towards the car myself, and I hear the dude behind me come out of his shop and he starts yelling my name. Now, of course, I never told people my real name. I always told them my name was Shane because I was really into this surfer at that time called Shane Dorian. So I just hear, Shane, no, Shane, I've been saving so long for this Shane. So Dawn starts driving. I'm running next to the car. I open up the passenger side, jump in, and we dip out. Now, I think about that incident over and over and over again because obviously in my present state of consciousness, I would never, ever do that to a person. And I sincerely regret ever doing that to the guy. I've actually looked around the best I could for his shop location, but I couldn't remember where it was because I was going to give him his money back. I was going to apologize. And I have since apologized for those types of asshole things that I've done when I was younger. Now, when you're younger, you are seeped in what we call ego. Ego, of course, is that part of you that wants to get whatever it can, wants to grow itself to the biggest proportions possible so that it can be better than other people. It desires power. It desires sex from women. It desires anything where you take, take, take. And in my opinion, we are given this quite purposely from God, divinity, the universe, whatever you want to call it, so that we can ascend past it. In my opinion, and you can agree with me if you want to, it doesn't really matter. In my opinion, what we're here to do is to evolve. Not only evolution of the human body, such as evolving from monkeys and into modern day humans as we are today, but in my opinion, evolution is also a state of consciousness. Consciously evolving from the egoic state of being cruel, of being selfish and being a taker, into the state of being a giver, of being a person who takes care of others, and most importantly, a person who lives from love. And that's what today's podcast episode is all about, how to spot an idiot. And I want to know if you guys know anybody like this, perhaps the guy looking in the mirror. Now, the reason I titled that is because I knew it'd get a lot of clicks, but just that title itself kind of communicates how our consciousness is. Because if I put that title down and you clicked on it, we're already vibrating at a lower level because we're interested in ripping on others. So yeah, I kind of put that as clickbait, but I want to question you and I want to question myself because that shows that we want to rip on others. We want to take other people down and we're interested to learn more about how to spot an idiot. So immediately we have to question our own actions and ask ourselves, how evolved am I? And that's a question that I want you to put honestly to yourself. And it's not a fun question, brother. And it's not a fun question for me either. Because naturally, I am very selfish. I am very egoic. I do have a lot of ego and identity wrapped up into being a dating coach, having a big podcast, being a guy who makes a lot of money each month because I get a shit ton of clients, being a guy who helps other guys get girls. It's an easy thing for your ego to latch onto. And I want to put the same question to you. What is it that your ego latches onto? And if you were to honestly answer my question, how evolved are you when comparing yourself to the likes of Mother Teresa, of the Dalai Lama, of Eckhart Tolle, and people like that? Let's be honest with ourselves. And most importantly, do not criticize yourself. As I said, you were given an ego to overcome it. So the fact that we were both stuck in this depraved level of egoic consciousness is part of the journey. You can't just sidestep that and wake up in the castle, as it were. You have to get through it. So the first step is to forgive yourself for being egoic, for being that asshole who's stabbed people in the back, robbed from people, as I have, maybe even done some fucked up things to girls. Some of you guys have even beaten people up or even killed people. I don't know what your history is, but when we look at that as something to rise past, then we're able to use it positively and ameliorate ourselves, which means make ourselves better because of it, not despite it, because it does have a purpose. Let me ask you this. If everything was love, joy, peace, and enthusiasm, I'm talking everything, and that's all you know, and you didn't know the opposite, would that love, joy, peace, and enthusiasm be able to be experienced by you for what it truly is? The answer to that is no. The reason there's fear, the reason there's hate, the reason there's ego is so that we can wake up to what we really are, which is love, compassion, knowing that that other person is a soul just like you are, and what you do to another, you do to yourself. But we can't get to that state unless we've been in depravity. So honor the depravity, say yes to it. But once you've done that, take measures to ascend past it. I recently posted this thing to my Instagram page, which was a speech that this guy was given, and this was the motivation for this episode. He said the best way to spot an idiot, as he called it, and I do take question with that title because he's ripping on people, which is the very thing he's talking about, but he said the way to spot an idiot is to see how cruel the person is, how cruel he is to other people, how much he's a taker, how much he wants to screw people over and just get for himself, and yes, how egoic he is. And in his speech, he talked about the lizard brain, those base depraved needs that we have as human beings to satisfy. And it seems as though if we get it for ourselves, then we're going to be taken care of. So people who are in a depraved state, people who are idiots, as he called them, are people who are cruel, people who are selfish, because they're still living at that lower state of consciousness. They're living from a place that you and I were probably at. I know I was, I don't know about you, when I was in my early 20s of just get it for myself, fuck everybody else. I want to take from you and I'll even steal from you to get more for me. But what happens then? Well, we all understand the universal truth of the law of attraction. When you put that out there, it just comes back to you. Meaning when you take from another, you get taken from. When you're an asshole to other people, which I definitely was, people are an asshole to you. I would talk shit, get in fights, steal from people, and I was miserable. I was depressed. I've had my ass kicked many times in fights, sometimes even during the stripper position. I got jumped once by a couple of guys who were trying to rape Dawn, and I saved Dawn from getting raped. Completely different podcast episode. Dawn and I would fight constantly. It was a constant argument. I was absolutely miserable because I was in that depraved idiot state of being a taker. So you can see another person's consciousness and their evolution into a higher state of consciousness by how cruel they are and how selfish they are. Do you know somebody like this? Do you know somebody who just wants to get it for themselves, who's cruel to other people, who just wants to take from others, and who is perhaps locked in their own ego where they're very arrogant, they're bragging all the time, they're always trying to one-up you, you can't trust a word that they say, they're always trying to take from others? This is a very depraved state that, in my opinion, we are meant to evolve past. So again, if you know somebody in that state, or perhaps you're in that state yourself, I certainly was, the first step is to have compassion, both for the other person as well as for yourself, and to understand logically that yes, life is an evolution, and it's your job and that person's job to evolve past it. Because it is a lizard brain state of consciousness, it's a survival mechanism that we used to have to use when we were cavemen, when we were living in tribes. And that too points to the philosophy of us versus them. How inclusive are you of other people? And how much do you hate other people and just want to stick with your tribe? I know when I was in my depraved state of consciousness, all I wanted to do was keep my friends group. Everybody was an enemy. Everybody was annoying. I freaking hated people. I used to sit in traffic and just visualize about calling in an F-16 and just having him fucking strafe the entire freeway so that everybody blows up, gets killed, and then I can drive to where I was going and get there on time. Here's the weird thing about humanity, and this too is just my philosophy. Take it if you like it, leave it if you don't. In my opinion, this world was created, as I said, so that we can evolve into the highest state of consciousness, wake up to what we really are, which is love. Wake up to the fact that we are all one, we are all souls incarnating from the single energy of God so that we can experience and wake up to what we really are, which again is love. How are you going to wake up to what you really are? You first have to experience what you are not. Part of that is making other people seemingly annoying and a roadblock that prevents you from getting what you want. I think that's part of the illusion. And I think once you rise past that state of consciousness, you understand that not only are other people wonderful, not only do you need other people, but other people are in fact a part of you, a soul just like you are, doing the best they can, going through absolute hell so that they can wake up to what they really are, which is, for lack of a better word, heaven. And when you see that compassion for others, you begin treating them with compassion. When you do so, you get back 7x what you put towards them. I have gone from an extremely depraved state to this state of love. Admittedly, I'm not there all the time. I do have a lot of ego and a lot of asshole tendencies still. But when I act from love, when I treat another as I want to be treated myself, such as helping a homeless person, complimenting somebody, letting somebody in traffic, or if somebody's mean to me, turning the other cheek, as Jesus said, which in fact is the essence of frame control. You can't affect me. I'm so happy in my own reality that your hatred, your negativity, you trying to take from me, I'm just going to turn the other cheek because, bro, I'm not even in your vibration anymore. You don't even affect me. That's the higher level of consciousness. There's this picture I absolutely love. I've been looking for it on the internet, haven't found it yet, where it's a bunch of people trying to eat food with extremely long spoons. These people are all skinny. They're all malnourished. They all look like shit because they can't get the spoon into their mouth. There's a humongous bowl of food right in front of them, and each of them is able to get food into their spoon, but because the spoon is so long, they can't get it into their own mouths. Well, of course, what's the moral of the story? If you feed the other person's going to feed you, and everybody's going to be healthy. And that, I believe, is the secret to life. Namaste means my soul recognizes a soul in you, or in other words, I see me within you. And I believe that that is the next stage of evolution. I believe that's where we're headed to as a society. Do I believe that we can ascend past wars, famine, us being selfish and using all the resources, such as in the United States, and sharing those resources with the world so everybody can at least be fed and be able to live their lives without experiencing the reality that our selfishness has set up in this world, which is famine, homelessness, drug abuse to a level we've never seen before, invading other countries like Russia invading Ukraine or Hamas launching the terrorist attack on Israel. Can we ascend past that? I believe we can, but not in our present consciousness. We need to evolve. just like a monkey evolving into a human being, we need to evolve into higher spiritual beings, and this is just my opinion, in order for us to get to peace on earth, which again, in my opinion, is definitely possible, and not only possible, but I believe it's our destiny. So how do you spot an idiot, as the title says? Again, I don't love that idiot because that's us judging them, us being idiots by claiming they're idiots. That's just our ego claiming superiority over their ego. But just for the sake of the title itself, how do you spot an idiot? Somebody who's cruel, somebody who's selfish, somebody who's a taker, somebody who's just in it for themselves and hasn't yet ascended to the level of knowing that what I do for another, I do for myself. My final point. In the Bible, it says the meek will inherit the earth. What the hell does that mean? Does it mean we have to be weak and lack self-discipline, get rid of our masculinity and become a bunch of pussies? Of course not. The original translation of the word meek means those who have swords and know how to use them, but keep them in the scabbard, which calls to the philosophy that I like to live by called the peaceful warrior. I'm going to be peaceful to you. I'm going to help you out. I'm going to respect you. I'm even going to give you love. But the moment you start disrespecting me, my family, my friends, I'm going to try to distance myself from you. And if you take it to the point where violence happens, I can defend myself. That is the peaceful warrior. I am peaceful, but I am not to be fucked with. So when I interpret the meek will inherit the earth, what I hear is those who evolve to a higher level of consciousness will always choose selfishness, taking, and violence as a last resort. That is who the meek is, and that is who is going to inherit the earth, because what you do for another, you do for yourself. Violence can't even be perceived by somebody who is at one with himself. And only under the most dire circumstances will that person turn to violence should the other person provoke it. And that's the way I interpret where we're headed in our evolution. So how do you spot an idiot? It's the person who's cruel. It's the person who's selfish. But the first step for you to evolve past that is to have compassion for that person because they were given an ego quite purposely. They were made to forget what they really are quite purposely so that they can wake up to it. So even the depravity, the cruelty, and yes, even the wars and everything else that's shitty in this world has its purpose. And forgive me if this pisses you off, but it's perfect. It's meant to be so that we can wake up to what we really are, which is love, compassion, peace, and treating the other as we treat ourselves. So boys, I try to treat you with the utmost respect. If you disagree with me, please just hold it to yourself. I don't need the negativity coming into my inbox, but perhaps something I said resonates with you. If everything I said didn't, that's fine, bro. Part of the reason you're here is to create your reality. You are a powerful creator who is making his reality via your thoughts. So make the reality that works best for you. This is just what I've found. And here's the secret. When you treat others well, when you act through love, everything works out. My life today, 47 years old, compared to my life back then when I was 23 driving strippers, is night and day difference. And the common denominator between those two things is me. It doesn't matter what people were around me or what society was doing at that time. There's always messed up things happening in society. There's always depraved people. It's you, brother, who makes the difference. I am a different person in how I behave, how I think, those things that I do for others. And consequently, I have what I would call a dream life, so close to perfection that I'm even willing to call it heaven. Because I do for others what I would hope they would do for me. I act through love. I do the right thing. I'm a good person because I'm trying to evolve to that highest level of living through compassion. Because what you put out there comes back to you. So put out good, brother, because you're gonna get good back. And if you're still stuck in the ego, simply question it. Awareness alone is curative. You questioning it will give you the opportunity to begin moving past it, which is the entire point. And again, I want to reiterate, let's not judge those people who are cruel, who are quote unquote idiots, because that's all part of the plan, man. They are very powerful beings. They are evolved souls who are here for a purpose. And Earth is the hardest school. According to all the near-death experiences I've listened to all the research I've done, this is gladiator school right here, boys. And you being here is a testament to just how powerful of a soul you really are. So just the fact that you're here, the fact that you're listening to this, the fact that you're giving me your precious attention as the powerful, limitless creator that you are, I sincerely appreciate it. I hope you've gotten something from this episode. I really enjoyed recording it. I love talking about this stuff. I feel like this is kind of where my career is headed. I love talking about seducing women and getting girls attracted to you and all the tricks and the NLP. And I love that stuff. And I don't think I'll ever stop doing that. But I feel like this is where my soul is heading me, is into this highly evolved discussion, because I believe that's where we're all headed. So if you enjoyed it too, namaste, brother. The soul in me recognizes the soul in you. Let's keep getting after it, brother, because we are warriors, peaceful warriors who are here for a purpose. I do appreciate you listening, gentlemen. I drop podcasts on Mondays and Thursdays, so please stay tuned for the next one, and I will see you in the next episode.